Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, New York 21st District, Republican in office since 2015. Welcome back, Elise. We haven't spoken for a long time, and I want to know about the election itself. Can you give us an assessment of what happened there?
Well, it certainly was a historic election. I was very pleased with winning all of the 12 counties in the district and winning a historically swing district by over 35 points, which shows a lot of cross-party support from Republicans, Democrats, and independents, as well as unaffiliated voters. So I think the positive message of delivering results on behalf of the constituents I represent really resonated across the district. And I'm excited to continue to hit the ground running, being a voice for the North Country in Congress. But certainly at the national level, there are definitely voters who were motivated and turned out to the polls that I think previously were not as motivated in politics before. So it's definitely a new chapter in American politics.
So tell me, you're on the Intelligence Committee, are you not?
I am. The Intelligence Committee is a committee that you are appointed to by the Speaker of the House and the Leader Pelosi. So Speaker Ryan and Leader Pelosi appoint their members, and it's a very competitive committee to be assigned to. I was excited to have one of the four slots that a number of members were vying for, and it fits very well with my work on the Armed Services Committee, given the importance of Fort Drum in the district.
All heck is breaking loose on intelligence. We had the Flynn affair. Could you sort of give us a look into what's going on in your mind?
Well, first of all, the Intelligence Committee has oversight and jurisdiction over the intelligence community. And I, as well as my fellow committee members, are very concerned about any purported leaks of classified information from any level of government. We are a bipartisan committee. As we conduct hearings, they are done in a bipartisan manner where both Republicans and Democrats have an opportunity to ask questions and really get to the facts of the matter when it comes to these purported leaks. So this is an issue we will continue to be looking at again, because any classified information that's leaked is of concern for national security reasons.
Well, now, President Trump has made it clear that he doesn't like these leaks, but during the campaign, he said he did like leaks. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I take my role very seriously on the House Intelligence Committee. I've only been on the committee for 1 month, but I know the importance of making sure that we have and protect classified information for national security purposes. So I take our oversight role very seriously, and I know my colleagues do on both sides of the aisle.
So let's talk about Flynn and the Russians. Clearly, it's on everybody's lips. Were you dismayed by anything you've learned either in the newspapers or in your role in the Congress?
Well, I think it's important that you understand the facts for any of these issues, which is why sitting on the Intelligence Committee allows us to go through the process of getting all the facts. There has been misreporting that the media hasn't uncovered when it comes to these circumstances. So actually sitting in a classified session as part of our hearings to ask these questions is imperative, and it's part of our jurisdiction.
Elise Stefanik, were you amazed that Flynn had to resign?
In my day-to-day, I'm really focused on my district and have avoided sort of weighing in on assessing the day-to-day personnel operations of the White House. This was obviously a decision that was made by the president and his team, and I'm hopeful that we can there was just a new appointment for the next national security advisor. I want to make sure that these important positions at senior level for national security roles are filled as quickly as possible with highly qualified individuals.
So tell me, are you either pleased or not pleased or somewhere in the middle with what's going on with the Trump administration these days? A lot of people are talking about, you know, chaos, using big words like that. What do you think?
What I think is, you know, my job is to be the most effective member of Congress I can be. And I'm going to work with this administration on issues where I agree, and where I disagree, I'll continue saying that I disagree. I do think that as you're, going through the appointment process and filling these roles, which are incredibly important in a very large federal government, there could be some growing pains in the sense that getting the appointments through the Senate, which has been slower than at any other point in history, we need to make sure that we have personnel in these positions to ensure a smooth and effective and efficient federal government. But my role in Congress is to work with anybody, whether they're in the administration, whether they're Democrats in the Senate, Democrats in the House, my fellow Republicans, on issues that are important to my district.
Who do you blame for the backlog? Is it the Democrats who are doing this, or is it your own party is in control of both the Senate and the House? What seems to be the problem?
The backlog, I believe, when it comes to the Senate confirmations, I think there has been a strategic decision made by the Democrats in the Senate to make the confirmation process as slow as possible. Some of our early confirmed some of the early confirmed cabinet positions, whether you consider Secretary Mattis or Ambassador Nikki Haley, I was pleased to see that they both garnered bipartisan support, which is, in line with history. Typically, many appointments do get bipartisan support, but I think this was a strategic decision by the Democrats to make this as slow as possible.
Do the Republicans need any blame for this at all? I mean, let's face it. Secretary designate for Labor, Pudser, who just said he didn't want it, didn't fill out all the forms. And we know that. Some of it has to go to the Republicans, doesn't it?
I do think that if you are an appointee, that you should fill out the forms in a timely fashion. So I believe that all of those forms should have been submitted in a timely fashion.
What is your sense of how Trump is doing? Do you think he's doing well?
Well, what's interesting is if you look back only a few short months ago, this was a very historic election, and I'll take my district
Yes.
as a snapshot. President Obama won my district in both 2008 and 2012. President Trump won my district by 11 points. It was double digits in terms of his win. He won Pennsylvania. He won Florida. He won states that previously the Republican presidential candidates have struggled in the last few election cycles. So I certainly think he ran a non-traditional campaign, and he hasn't served in government before, so he's bringing an outsider's perspective. But again, my role as a member of Congress, if there are issues we agree on, I will say so, and we will work together. But I will continue to be an independent voice for my district. But I do think as they get more appointments filled in these deputy secretary positions and fill out the rest of the White House staff, that it will be more streamlined.
So can you give me an example? I hate to do this to you, but you opened the door, counselor, as they said on Law and Order. And that is, can you give me an example where you have disagreed with them and you let them know?
Absolutely. So when President Trump made the announcement on the immigration executive order, I believed it was overly broad and rushed and didn't go through a policy process. I believe that when it comes to strengthening our visa vetting program, the House has done some significant bipartisan work on this issue. So I publicly disagreed with the president on that issue. I was going to say an example that I have agreed with him. I was pleased to see just this past week that one of the first heads of states that was invited to the White House was Justin Trudeau, which obviously is important to my district, given the importance of our trading partner with Canada.
And are you satisfied that we're headed in the right direction with Canada, or do you think that there's some problems?
I think that was a very positive meeting. I think it was a key first step to host Justin Trudeau at the White House to discuss the importance of our bilateral trading relationship. Canada is our largest trading partner. I also know firsthand the importance of information sharing at the border. For example, in the North Country, in some of the border crossings, we work hand in glove with the Canadians to make sure that all of the information is shared and that it's a seamless process. So that is a step in the right direction, because it's bringing attention to the importance of that relationship.
I know that your predecessor was always talking about opening up the border, making it more easy. It's more difficult now because, obviously we've closed these borders to an extent. You have to have a passport with you, which you never had to have before. Are there specific things you think, real fast, because we're running out of time here, that you think we should do to make this an easier process?
Yes, absolutely. And at the end of the last Congress, in December, we passed preclearance legislation, which I co-sponsored and introduced with a Democrat, Annie Custer from New Hampshire, which makes that process more seamless. If you're an Amtrak passenger, you can be pre-cleared and not be held up for hours at the border. That's working with the Canadians to go through the clearance process. It also allows for some of the smaller entry points to be in the same actual facility as the Canadians, to share information and share resources. That was a very common sense way to ensure that we're continuing to have that economic commerce and tourism across the border while also protecting our national security. And it was signed into law by President Obama.
Congresswoman Lee Stefanik, New York 21, Republican in office since 2015, whose name is prominently mentioned for national attention. And I thank you so much, Elise, for being with us. When we come back, we have a lot of other things to talk about, okay?
Great.